Introducing Protean City's newest generation. These kids prove that with a little attitude, a lot of courage, and even more heart, you're never too young to be a hero. So get ready for action, because these kids are outstanding.
I'm going to eat a clementine loudly into the microphone for ASMR reasons. I was like, is it a, you said tank, and I thought like a military, and I was like, why is that in your room? And then you kept going, and I was like, oh, I figured it out.
Do you not remember Sherman, my roommate, the tank boy? He's part tank. He's my roommate. Damn it, Elspeth, that's Sherman.
This
He's my friend.
This is why I don't read all your chats, yes. Because this is more fun. High-fiving the pimpy. Pimpy. High-fiving the pimpy.
No pimps in this game.
I don't know what that
High-fiving
was.
The pimpy, that
James
sounds like it's
sound
a terrible skateboarding move. This is high-fiving the pimpy.
Because the pimpy. Because you said both. I said pinky. I'm fine. I got totally 5 hours of sleep last night. Anywho.
Do you have a party rings? Have we not talked about this? Have you?
I have
you guys not?
No idea.
Look,
what those
I
are.
Am tired of you talking about party rings.
Fuck, because party rings, they're just so bland. They're such a nothing biscuit, but they just, if you want to entertain a British adult for any reason, just get out a tray of party rings and go, party ring, and they'll go, I'm a party ring. Party ring, come on. Like, they're the only biscuit that give you this sense of enormous childish nostalgia because they're so pastel and they're just icing on like a really sweet short biscuit.
Izzy, you okay. are not like casually British, you are like really fucking British, and it's just the best ever.
It's
just like, you just like it just comes out in like fireworks, and it's just the best ever.
Bad mama, I have a question.
I could listen to you tell me stories about biscuits for years.
What is casually British? Is that just like, might have some tea, but maybe
no, casually British is like you have the accent, but you use American words. You use the British words.
I aggressively use British words around you just to confuse you and be like, ha ha, pants.
Sarah, what's your brother's name? We could always try to find him.
Jack.
Jack who?
His name is Jack. I wrote a last name, but my paper is hidden. Hold on. I wrote it down. I don't
Sorry,
remember.
James.
I got super scared that you're about to say Chance.
Yep. Me too.
Oh, no.
Me too. The bottom dropped out of my stomach, and I was like, I'm sorry, your brother sucks.
Nope. Back in the lamp.
My brain
That's what
just
I was
went,
hoping you would think, but it's not. One.
Two.
I burped in your two, but it still counts.
Tasty.
Cream soda. You're welcome, James, for that. He's gonna use this against me. He's gonna save it, and he's gonna put it in the bloopers and just to hurt me.
Oh, good. Where it belongs, yes.
God, I hate him. You're great, James. We're really grateful
yes,
for you.
Yes, James. All we can talk about is how lovely. Yeah.
Yes. Alrighty.
I know everyone else may be aware that there's something outside, but as far as I know, someone's just out of their room.
Students are out of their bedrooms.
Students out of bed.
You're going to hang them by their toes? Yeah. Anywho, so you come down the hallway and you weren't expecting it at all, and everyone is startled. So, guys, stop with this chat. It's making me laugh and distracting me. So you hear the second bolt of lightning hit. Whatever the music is, because we haven't
it's
settled on it yet.
It's outstanding.
James's dad is making the music, and right now it's just synth piano, and I'm like, I can't. Please no.
It's just the Moonbeam City thing.
She sees one housemate and one Kill Bill cosplayer.
Yes, that's correct. Good. That was a very
so
good much correction.
Confusion.
That was
so
a good correction. Yes.
So many questions.
So many questions.
Boy, the
Bree, you read me to filth. Like, you knew exactly what I was going to do, you bitch.
I'm not sorry, even a little bit.
Exactly what it is. So the prison is underground. So
let's roll probably, that back. We're just gonna assess.
But
the situation.
What if I want to ask the building how I can make it vulnerable to me? Building.
What does the building care about most?
New rule of the game is anything can be sentient and have feelings.
Building, what allies do you have?
The stop and go across the street.
Fuck all of y'all. I quit. First my audio goes out, now you're just punking me.
Okay, why am I rolling? I don't want to roll. I love this game. It's fine. These feelings are good. It makes me feel like a human being. Here we go.
Bad. Oh, no. So bad.
Okay, so that's a 4.
4.
Oh, no.
This is Outstanding, issue number 11. We are the knight. Well, no, that's not actually true. I'm not the knight. I'm not one of those. I mean, they're nice. They are nice, Faye, but I'm not one of them. I'm kind of more of like a springtime sunny thing. Roberta's kind of the knight. She's the night shift. Is that what you meant? I think that's what you meant. Should Roberta have done this instead? Oh, never mind.
He's going to put like, boy, he's so icky and I hate him so much. Please know that all of this comes from a deep place of ick. I'm not advocating for this level of horrible. But he's going to like, next to this door that is now ajar, that is Alice's. Alice, you're just a fairy in my mind, so I just keep doing it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know.
So.
Where she had entered with three of her dear friends, housemates, family.
Well, and one dear friend and two mostly human friends.
Dear.
Puns on point.
I quit. Bye. That was so good. I was making so tender, and you were just like, there. Oh, this character is so you. I just can't handle it. I love it so much. Fuck. it's really upsetting.
This is a friendshipping pod, okay? There's no romance here. But me as a player, I have a problem, and I feel it's fair that everyone knows that.
Bree is a professional. She is separated from
this
character.
Has nothing to do with...
I
we're
used
not
to be
getting
a professional.
Into therapy here. It's
I don't
fine.
Know what happened.
Anyway.
Cut this out.
He's going to save it. You know he will.
I know. Is it going to be a blooper? Oh,
shit. This is what happens when he leaves us all by ourselves.
There will literally be just like a 30-minute segment. Daddy issues.
Oh my. That's what he's going to name
it. It's all me.
Daddy issues. Dot wave. You're welcome, James Malloy.
Part 2 of 3.
Shut up. I hate it.
Someone needs to make art of Promise Mouse with baby deer antlers so that I can have it in one of those pocket shirts that it's like, she's like,
oh. I picture, yeah, I picture like a distant cousin of the jackalope.
Yes. Oh. But like way cuter.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
This prison break is so cute, y'all.
We're outstanding. Full of cute. So, Dr. DeVillis, high security prisoner. That is the end of the episode.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Rattlesnake goofed.
You now know all of this. What do you do?
Oh, man.
Besides hug the cat for comfort, because that is what we all want to do.
She needs it more than me. Just it's I'm doing it for her, guys. Don't get it twisted.
They are on sub level 5. Great. He also looks very uncomfortable in the cotton jumpsuit that he is in. He's obviously used to more luxe threads. I know what kids say. That's it. Anyways. And the two of you come in, and he sees you, and he's going to say, are you okay, Izzy? Okay. You're displaying.
I'm menacingly holding my dice up, ready to charge my burn again.
Oh, okay. Nova Elliott, burninating the countryside, as they say. Coming on in, full on Nova. Thank you for laughing. God, I'm so old.
We just aged ourselves as a group. I feel.
I know. I'm so proud of you. So old.
I upgrade the theme music from Sail to Burn It Down.
I have two full on sobbing on camera, and I don't know what's happening off camera, but I think we're having a moment. Jesus Christ, Thomas. Cut that out of the podcast, James. We're allowed to have feelings. How dare you?
Happy episodes, James. Happy episodes.
Collect thyself, children. All right. Oh, we're doing it. Yeah, Jesus.
Look, I can't.
I loved Artie so much. Podcast.
I know. If anybody asks about this, it was very happy. And Ellis.
Ellis is broken right now.
You're muted.
You're muted, babe.
Of course I am.
No. You kids are pretty special. But I'm sorry you had to do this alone. Let's get you back upstairs. And she kind of inclines everyone to head back to the elevator.
Would you say that we're outstanding?
I wanted someone else to. But, yeah.
Especially since Max and Ray want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
They're probably going to say lovely things about friendship. And I'm going to wait till we get up to the top. This is the friendship dungeon. Up top is where we yell at our sister.
Frozen.
James, if you can hear me, I'm very upset. My internet has died, and I'm...
What a time
don't
to
get
freeze!
To my finale bit.
Or like...
So close. It's 3 a.m. Nothing can be choking my internet. It's 3 in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Outstanding. That concludes season 1. Jesus.
Happy episodes, everyone.
Oh.
I'm so
that's
sorry.
Good.
It could not be sorry. It couldn't end happily.
Just so many feels.
All right.
There's no way for it to end happily. How could
killed
Artie?
I mean, the whole plot was us going to prison to break out your thieving dad, so how could this end well?
No, I deserved every word. Deserved every word.
Outstanding is MC'd by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at Save the Turret. Shield Mouse is played by Scott Paladin, who can be found on Twitter at Scott Paladin. Sailfish is played by Jeremy Borders, who can be found on Twitter at TayuFace. Roberta is played by Gabriella Alamon, who can be found on Twitter at Cute and Tough or on Instagram at Glenn Close But No Cigar. Ray and Artie are played by Thomas Fleming, who can be found on Twitter at DarksideVO. Promise is played by Alice Kira, who can be found on Twitter at MagicalGirlKira. Olea is played by Arielle Dubek, who can be found on Instagram at cookies.and.me. Phoenix is played by Adam Collier, who can be found on Twitter at AnimeKnight97. Ellis is played by Bree, who can be found on Twitter at Lazy Honeybee and can be heard as part of the streaming crew at ItUCrew. Elliot is played by Izzy, who can be found on Twitter at PraxisDescends and can be heard as part of the streaming crew at ItUCrew. Outstanding is a production of the Stop Hack and Roll Podcast Network. It is edited by James Malloy and produced by Elsbeth Denman and James Malloy. Our introduction and credits were voiced by Peter DiGilio. You can find me on Twitter at Voice of Peter. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Follow us on Twitter at OutstandingPod.